Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Knock on wood.
What do you need to knock on wood for?
I don't know.
Quit beating up your sister. We got a film. Welcome to Trivia with Dad, and I got a feeling. I got a feeling this is going to be the best show ever. That's right. Apex predators, countries, grocery stores, Paris. I mean, what more could you ask for? Round one, apex predators. It's a predator at the top of the food chain. For example, great white sharks and killer whales are both classified as apex predators. Now, the interesting part. Don't yonder my interesting part, Maddie. Killer whales have been known to kill great white sharks. So why does the great white shark still get the apex predator classification? Because one, they are at the top of their food chain, and two, great white sharks aren't really a common part of the orca food chain. So to summarize it, apex predators can go after each other, but it's not common, which is why humans are also considered apex predators, because we are not a common part of other people's food chains. Question one, what venomous predator native to Indonesia is the largest living lizard in the world?
Komodo dragon?
Correct. They live in only 5 islands in Indonesia. And female dragons can reproduce without a male through a process called parthenogenesis, where embryos develop without fertilization. Question 2. This apex is commonly referred to as king of the jungle.
Lion?
The lion, correct. Here's the funny part. Lions don't live in the jungle. They live in the savannas of Africa. Lions are also the only cats that live in groups. Question 3. This apex is the largest land carnivore in the world.
Dinosaur.
No, because they're not in the world anymore.
Panther.
Not even close. Polar bear is the largest living carnivore. Brown or grizzly bear is number 2. Liger is number 3. Ligers only exist in captivity, by the way. Question 4. This apex is the largest living reptile and has the most powerful bite of any living animal.
I don't know, I'm sorry. Chameleon.
Saltwater crocodile. Stumped them there. They can live in both saltwater and freshwater and are highly territorial. Apex and the largest seem to go together quite often. Question 5. This apex snake native to Asia builds nests for its eggs, which is extremely rare among snakes, and primarily feeds on other snakes.
A giant water cobra?
Clarify, Maddie.
The giant Asia water cobra.
King cobra. Calling Rachel, we'll give him 0.5. King cobra, largest venomous snake. Mongooses can take it down. They're immune to their venom, but they don't seek them out. 2.5 points for apex predators. I would not want to meet any of these apex predators, which makes me not much of an apex predator. Round 2, countries. 100 years ago, there were about 75 recognized countries. Now they say 195. What will the world look like in another 100 years?
I don't know. I'll be dead.
No, I think you guys will find out, because I bet in the next 50 years, we find the scientific modern day fountain of youth and you girls live to be like 200. prediction. Question one. In the late Triassic period, scientists believed North America, South America, Africa, and Europe existed as one large supercontinent called what?
Pantala. Pangea.
Yes, we'll give them the point. It's Greek, meaning whole earth, and they believe it will happen again in 250 million years. Question two. The region of Holland, where the well-known city of Amsterdam is located, is commonly referred to by what other name?
Hamsterstan.
Yeah, I knew I'd stump you guys with this one. Netherlands, home of the Dutch. The Dutch East India Company invented shares, as in shares of a company. Also, carrots used to be all kinds of different colors until Dutch carrot growers brought order to this business by breeding the orange carrot. Question three. Which country is known for its ancient philosophers like Socrates and Plato?
Egypt.
Good guess, but no.
Athens.
Whoa. We are giving them another half point because it's Greece. And Athens is in Greece. Socrates is credited as the founder of Western philosophy. The Socratic method, maybe something you've heard about, is a form of argumentative dialogue between individuals based on asking and answering questions. Question four. In which European country can you visit the city of Pompeii, the famous city buried under lava in 79 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted?
Italy?
Correct. It's believed they had no idea it was a volcano. There wasn't even a word for volcano at the time. Now, Pompeii is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the world's largest archaeological site. Question 5. Which two countries have been separated for over 70 years by a region called the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ?
North Korea and South Korea?
You got it. It's 160 miles long, 2.5 miles wide. Since the 15th of November, 1974, South Korea has discovered 4 tunnels crossing the DMZ. 3.5 for round 2. 3.5 plus 2.5 is, Mila?
6.
That's right, 6. 6 points halfway through the show. Round 3, grocery stores. If you sell food, we call you a grocery store in this round, so expand your brain and your answer key. Also, according to Instacart, the grocery store shopping app, the top-selling item in the U.S. is bananas.
I sold lemonade once. Does that make me a grocery store?
It might. You could be an answer. I'm not giving away any facts. Question 1. Which grocery store chain is famous for its slogan, Everyday Low Prices?
Giant?
Incorrect.
Walmart?
Correct, Walmart. Walmart, fun fact, it's the largest retailer in the world. Question 2. Which grocery store chain owned by Amazon is known for its extensive selection of organic and natural products, as well as its high prices?
Giant?
Incorrect.
Target?
Whole Foods. Whole paycheck goes the joke. Question 3. Which chain is famous for its rotisserie chickens and low prices at its food court?
Giant?
Incorrect.
Target?
Wow. Costco, come on, we love Costco's food court. You guys are just... Question 4. What quirky grocery store chain often has nautical themes and refers to employees as captains and crew members. If these girls guess Giant and Target one more time, I'm out of here, by the way.
Giant?
No.
Best Buy?
Best Buy. Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is based out of California. My goodness.
Do they call the people who come in there stowaways?
Beats me. Question 5. What cost-cutting innovation did the grocery store Kroger introduce in 1986 in Atlanta, which can now be found in over 95% of grocery stores?
Giant?
No.
Target?
You guys didn't even listen to the question. It said, what cost-cutting innovation? It didn't talk about a grocery store.
Oh.
It's self-checkout. No points for you. I'm out of here. Nope, I'm still going to read the fun fact. Piggly Wiggly from Nashville was the first self-service grocery store back in 1916. Way back then, consumers used to walk in, hand their grocery list over to the clerk, and wait for them to bag it. Then we've come all this many years later, and we sort of are back to doing that with Instacart, where you just put all your items on a list and somebody gets it for you. Let's see how they did. They blew my mind in that round. All right, they got Walmart. Then they missed 2, 3, 4, 5, a 1-point round, and they definitely deserve it. Moving on to round 4, Paris. There are no stop signs in Paris. You also have the Paris Catacombs, a massive underground network of tunnels. The story is, Paris was growing, cemeteries were filling up fast, and it posed a health problem. The solution? The Paris Catacombs, now a tourist attraction, originally a municipal place to store human remains. Question 1. Which famous museum in Paris began its life as a fortress and a palace?
The Louvre.
Correct. King Philip II began the palace to protect the city from the West.
I have a fun fact.
Let's hear it.
I know 2 words in French, which is baguette and croissant.
And Louvre. Question 2. What Paris-born actress starred as Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movie franchise?
Emma Watson?
Yep, she's actually British. She auditioned 7 times for the role and was the youngest ever to appear on the cover of Teen Vogue. Question 3. What is the national game of France?
Lacrosse.
Soccer. They won the World Cup 2 times.
Football.
Football. Question 4. What famous cathedral opened in 1345 was made even more notorious by playwright Victor Hugo?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You never heard of the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Notre Dame. Written by Victor Hugo in 1831.
I haven't heard of that, but I've heard of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, who knows? Tomato, tomato, baguette, bagato. He also wrote Les Miserables, which I don't know if I'm saying that correctly either.
I heard of that before.
Question 5. 8 countries share a land border with France. Can you name 3 of them?
Italy.
1.
Spain.
2.
Germany.
3. Mila, no need. You also have Belgium, Monaco, Andorra, Luxembourg, and Switzerland. And here's some weird facts. Brazil and Suriname also share a border with France because of the French Guiana in South America is part of France. They call it an overseas department and region of France. I'm sure there's a lot more to unpack with that. Girls, 10 points. They're on to two truths and a lie to see if they can tip the scales. Two truths and a lie, Tetris. Some say it's the number one selling game of all time. Some say that's Minecraft because of all the different versions. We'll see what they know. Statement one. Tetris was developed as an educational tool to teach geometry to children. Statement two. Tetris was the first video game played in outer space. Statement three. The theme to Tetris is a 19th century Russian folk song. So you have Tetris developed as an educational tool. First video game in outer space. Theme is a Russian folk song. The lie, Mila.
The theme song.
Incorrect. That is true.
Tetris was not created as an educational game.
That is the lie, Maddie. He developed it so that computers would seem less intimidating. He created it so it'd be like, look, you can play games on the computer. They're not so bad. And now they're going to take over the world.
Evil.
Actually, we're using a computer right now. We couldn't do this without a computer. Oh, man, we got to get out of here. Let's get out of here.